This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. The MMR vaccine is failing so much now that even Reuters is reporting that 10% of the people infected with the measles in America today are people who were previously vaccinated against the measles. This is now the official Reuters report. And they're saying, well, this is obviously proof that everybody needs to go out and get another measles vaccine dose or even two more shots. This is what they're saying now. So let me get this straight. So the failure of the measles vaccine is a reason why people should get more measles vaccines. Wow, that's amazing. It's like if you bought a car that broke down on the road, the media would say, well, this car is faulty, so obviously you need to buy another one. That's what the vaccine propaganda is now. It's like, well, these vaccines don't work. Get more of them. It's insane. But we know why the vaccine doesn't work. It came out, believe it or not, in a False Claims Act document filed in 2010 by two former employees of Merck. They're virologists, and they were involved in litigation against Merck, and they filed a False Claims Act document with the federal government, which we acquired at Natural News, and we saved it. It's posted on our servers. You can download the PDF right now. Just go to naturalnews.com. It's one of the top stories. Or you can search for Merck Virologist False Claims Act, and that will bring up the story that covers this. Now, what's astonishing is that this False Claims Act alleges, this filing alleges that Merck management ordered the virologist to fake the vaccine efficacy data by spiking human blood samples with animal antibodies. You see, Merck has to demonstrate to the FDA that its vaccine works. And the FDA wants a vaccine to have 95% efficacy. That means that it stops the measles or the mumps or rubella in 95% of people. That's the cutoff for the FDA. They demand 95%. Well, according to this False Claims Act filing, Merck, its vaccine didn't work 95% of the time. In fact, it was much, much lower than that. And that was using the strains of mumps that they have in the lab, which are totally different strains from what's in the wild anyway. So even if the vaccine has a 95% efficacy rate in the laboratory, it might only have a 25% efficacy rate in the wild, or it could be only a 5% rate. But they couldn't even demonstrate the 95% efficacy, even using their lab strain. So they faked the science. Again, according to the virologists, Merck committed massive scientific fraud. They faked the data, and then they buried the evidence that they had faked it. They hid that from the FDA so that the FDA could not discover this massive scientific fraud that was taking place. And by doing this, the FDA approved their vaccine, which did not work. And these virologists specifically stated in their filing that they were concerned that this practice by Merck would contribute to future epidemics, which is exactly what we're seeing now, isn't it? Interesting. 9 years later, I mean, they filed this in 2010. Oh, and by the way, the entire obedient establishment media participated in a massive cover-up of this. They ran stories back in 2012 and 2013 claiming that none of this ever happened, claiming that Natural News made it all up. Even though we have the PDF, the lawsuit document, the False Claims Act document, and we posted it on Natural News, and it's still there. You can see it. And the lawsuits are a matter of public record. It's all there. The media is just gaslighting everybody all the time, especially about vaccines, just hoping that nobody actually reads or does any research on any website other than, you know, Washington Post or CNN. And they are the proven liars. They're pushing disinfo and lies and frauds and propaganda all the time about vaccines. That's all they do, is they push lies and fraud. the truth is found in this document. Because remember, these virologists had to swear under oath that what they were stating in their document is true. And they filed this with the federal government. And they pursued a federal lawsuit against Merck with the claims in this document. And there were two of these people. This wasn't just one lone rogue employee. This was two people who risked everything. They risked their careers, their salaries, their professional reputations. No doubt they were blacklisted from every working for any pharmaceutical company ever again. They risked everything to put their names on the record and say, yes, massive scientific fraud was being committed by Merck, and that the vaccines don't work, and that this is going to contribute to future outbreaks of infectious disease, which is exactly what's happening now. So these people, these two virologists, put everything on the line. And they were attacked, and we were attacked, even though we told the truth. Now, this was back in 2012, when most of America had not yet awakened to the fact that the mainstream media is 24/7 fake news all the time. Most of America didn't come to that realization until 2016 with the Trump election. Only then did people wake up and say, oh gosh, yeah, CNN is fake news. But they were fake news long before that. And so was the Washington Post and the New York Times and everybody else. They've been fake news all along. Since their founding, they've been fake news. And it's only websites like naturalnews.com and others like Zero Hedge or The Daily Caller or The Gateway Pundit or InfoWars or, you know, hundreds of other independent websites that dared to tell the truth about any of this. Actually, The Daily Caller has become a pro-vaccine pushing website. So I shouldn't even include them in that list. They're part of the vaccine deep state now. But a lot of other sites just ignore the issue, like Zero Hedge doesn't really touch vaccines because they're mostly financially focused. The same thing with the Gateway Pundit. They don't really touch vaccines. It's just not their focus. Only really, if you think about it, InfoWars and Natural News and some other independent natural health and alternative medicine websites are the only ones that are telling the truth about vaccines. That's what's astonishing in all this. So if you want to learn the truth about vaccines, read naturalnews.com. The vaccines were faked. The science was all faked. They are a fraud. They do not work. People who get vaccinated are getting the measles and spreading infectious diseases. On top of that, they're importing, of course, infected migrants into the United States to spread them around all the U.S. cities to actually spread disease like a biological weapon. This is happening all across America right now. So you want the truth, read naturalnews.com. And listen to my podcast, healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. HealthRangerStore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at HealthRangerStore.com.